thanks for coming by a PGA DFS top 5 video. I love doing these each and every week. A quick way to get you the information that is pertinent and necessary to help you build some pretty profitable lineups. Not pretty. We don't care if they're pretty. They could be the ugliest thing in the world as long as they are profitable. So this week it is the RBC Heritage in Hilton Head Island. And this is, like I said, the top 5 value video. So let's go ahead and jump into last week, where I went 4 for 5 on guys making through the cut. Ryan Palmer actually was one of the best values on the board with his couple of eagles. Louis Oosthuizen did Louis Oosthuizen things and got himself into, I don't know, the top 40 or so. Decent return. Paul Casey, he put up roughly 68, 69 points. Pretty good for his value. But I missed with Jason Day and Adam Scott. I think he had 20 points heading into the last round where he did put up 4 or 5 birdies, but it was a struggle for him. So I'll give myself about a C+ B on that one. This week, though, we're going to get into the A range, and we're going to start off with Chris Kirk. 7,500 for Chris Kirk, but the recent form would tell us, coming in 6th at the Valero, that he is in great form, but the course history here, not so much. Didn't play last year and missed the cut the year before. However, we're going to play a little bit more on the, at least the recent form side. 69th, as we turn our attention to the strokes gain rank, 69th off the tee, 38th on the approach, 18th around the green, and 103rd putting. Yeah, he has been incredible around the green this year. I was just looking at that note, I'm just like, I can't believe it's been that good, but he has been. I feel like every week, at least once, he is chipping in, so interesting to note there. Okay, my next guy that I want to talk to you guys about, it's going to be Stewart Cink. Stewart Cink coming off his top 12 last week. A fantastic Sunday. Coming in at 6,700 this week. Course history, not that great. 67th and a miscut. But again, I think that the game is in a much better shape. 130th off the tee for a guy that is one of the oldest players. I'm sure his son was absolutely thrilled to see him par the last couple of holes to do it. And then, of course, had to fade a Brian Harmon birdie on the 18th to get it. And he did so. He didn't make birdie, I should say. So he ended up getting a tee for 12 and gets himself into next year's Masters. A guy that shouldn't have to worry about coming in 12th to get into next year's Masters, but is not playing that great of golf this year, coming in the low 40s last week. In fact, he came in 46 with a 5 over round on Sunday. But a guy that has certainly been able to put those bad performances aside and bounce back quickly is Tommy Fleetwood. Now, Tommy has played this course a couple of years ago, came in 25th after his Masters appearance in 2019. And he comes in at $8,800 this week. I think it's a great price. In fact, he was one of the leaders in greens and regulation heading into Sunday. Obviously, the putter did not cooperate as much as he would like to, but these greens should be much easier for Tommy Fleetwood here this week to navigate. I like him coming in at $8,800. Another guy that I have not played all that much this year, but I saw a big-time bounce back last week. In fact, at one point, he was in dead last, but Harris English bounced back. He was able to come inside of the top 25 last week, I mean 21st. So a pretty good start for him for all intents and purposes, as the form had been bad, didn't get out of match play. But course history here, this is a great setup for him. 17th and 25th, he, a Sea Island resident, could probably take his boat here like Kazire. So I like him a lot this week in a bounce back spot. This year, 71st off the tee, 105 on the approach, 84 around the green, and 35th putting. Of course, he has ridden a hot putter, but a lot more to like with Harris English this week. All right, and last but not least, coming in at $7,300 this week, and another guy that I'm certainly going to tap into the likes of my partner Ben Raza for, and it's Emiliano Grillo. But $7,300, I trust him a lot more than guys like Aaron Wise, Sam Burns, that are in the exact same price range. Course history here, last 2 years, missed cut and 33rd for Grillo. Hasn't played in a couple of weeks, didn't play at Valero. Did not qualify for the Masters. But this might be a great spot for him to try and get back that qualification and get back to Augusta. 12th off the tee this year, 41st on the approach. But his short game certainly holds him back. 198 around the green and 128 putting. But still, Grillo certainly has been in better form this year. Like I said, he hasn't paid in the last 2 weeks, has Grillo. Again, he hasn't, did not qualify, of course, and for some reason does not like to play out in San Antonio. Prior to that, though, prior to coming in, Grillo has been in pretty consistent form, at least as T6 at Punta Cana. Miscut at the Players, no surprise, but before that, T21, T11. So the upside certainly there. That's why I love the value at $7,300 this week. All right, let's go 5-1 really quickly again. Chris Kirk, $7,500. Stewart Cink, $6,700. Tommy Fleetwood, $8,800. Harris English, $8,400. And Emiliano Grillo, $7,300. Okay, so that'll do it for my PGA DFS top five values for the RBC Heritage. Of course, make sure you like and subscribe, especially the subscribe portion, because I come up with these top five videos all week long. So make sure you hit the notification bell so that you will be notified when they do come live. All right, everybody, good luck this week at the RBC Heritage. If we don't get any contests for the Zurich Classic, make sure you tune in a couple of weeks for my home event, the Valspar Championship, right in my backyard or thereabouts. So I'll have full coverage of that, be going to the course a couple of days, especially pre-tournament lead up. I'll even be going to the course. So stay tuned for that. Good luck this week at the RBC Heritage, everybody, and we'll see you on the other side. Cheers.